Hey everybody, thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. The journey back to wholeness after injury can be a daunting task. Today, I'm going to talk about the aspects of recovery as I've experienced them on my personal journey back to wholeness. Webster defines the word recover as regaining, reclaiming, and returning to a place of health, balance, and control. I want to talk about that last portion of the definition, returning back to a place of health, balance, and control. In this journey back to wholeness, I have found that there are three parts of recovery: physical, mental, and spiritual. When most people think of recovery, they simply think of the physical, healing what has been injured or broken through a course of rehabilitation. The time frame of recovery varies by injury. For some people, it's simply weeks, while for others, it can be years. The intensity of rehabilitation also varies. Some can rehabilitate at home, while others need to stay at a rehabilitation facility. The one consistent truth about physical recovery is the injured must put in the work. In one way, healing of the physical body might be seen as being the easiest aspect to heal when compared to one's mental and spiritual self, because there is usually a roadmap one can use towards physical healing. For example, I broke my leg. My physical therapist identified I needed quad strengthening in order for me to regain my ability to walk. My therapist gave me an exercise regimen, and I am evaluated weekly on my progress. When I meet in the office, she challenges me to other activities as she continues to assess my progress or additional needs. For this, there is a built-in checks and balance system. If I'm doing the work, I and she see the results. Thankfully, I am seeing the results. When I first came home, I needed a walker to get around my small one-bedroom apartment. Today, I don't need a walker to get around my apartment, but I do still require the walker when I go outside of my home. Yes, there are days of frustration because I am not where I thought I was going to be at this point. And yet I'm thankful for how far I've come. I've learned a few things in this phase of my journey. Every injury requires its time to heal. It does no good to compare my progress to that of another's, as each situation is different. Setbacks happen, but if I wake up with the purpose of doing the work, I will see improvement. Yes, recovery is about doing the work. So how do we create a roadmap for mental or spiritual recovery? Now, I'll say this, everyone's personal roadmap will look different, but I just want to share with you some of my lessons that I've learned. My mental journey back to wholeness began when I realized I had to forgive myself. Once again, looking at Webster, forgiveness is defined using the words pardon, absolution, and exonerate. Looking further, I wanted to explore the word exonerate, and it literally means to free from blame. Now, that definition resonated with me because of my history. Bear with me for a moment. I live with a neuromuscular disorder, Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome. I was diagnosed at 9. As a child, my father would tell me, "You're going to end up in a wheelchair if you don't watch yourself." I heard that narrative many times growing up. As an adult, I came to an understanding that was my father's way of trying to protect me because he was scared for me and didn't know how to help me. He was really trying to say, "I need you to be careful, because if you don't, this is a possibility of what could happen, and I really wouldn't know what to do." However, as a child, that narrative negatively affected me. Whenever I would fall or become injured, I would internalize it. My dad's words temporarily became my reality twice in my life. Both times, seeing myself seated and dependent on a wheelchair took a piece of life out of me because I blamed myself. And we know blame is a heavy word. Defined, it actually means assigning fault to something. And if you are the person at fault, there's usually an underlined implication that you're bad, devious even. So my mental journey back began with me forgiving myself, understanding that I am blameless in the situation in front of me. Let's be real. I didn't wake up that Saturday morning saying, I want to go and break my leg and see how my life implodes as a result, when what truly occurred was an accident, not a fault of my own. And once I changed that simple narrative, saw my injury for what it was, an accident, resulting in an injury of which I needed time to heal and to recover, I found myself finding and reclaiming a sense of balance. In addition to forgiving myself, I also recognized that I had a need to grieve what I've lost due to my injury. Because of this injury, I've lost a job, a sense of identity, a sense of financial stability, a sense of feeling safe within my physical self, and a sense of direction. Even now, voicing this, I feel anxious and afraid. Both are very normal emotions that come with loss. And to be honest with you, I'm still in the grieving process, but I've chosen not to sit in the grief. Although I'm not physically where I thought I'd be and am certain regarding many things right now, I am in control of how I move forward each day. I control if I get out of bed every day, get dressed, eat, and complete my daily exercises. I also control how I treat myself, the narrative I choose to feed myself each day. Although this may sound very simple, elementary even, choosing to move through grief takes work. It is so easy to throw in the towel, to settle for what is versus what could be. Trust me, I had a week when I didn't shower for 3 days, and those days consisted simply of me getting out of the bed, sitting on the couch for 12 hours, only to return back to the bed again. Moving through the grief is not easy. It's not glamorous, and at times it feels as if there is nothing more. However, I choose to believe there is more, and I am willing to fight for my more. I hope others will too. Lastly, I do consider myself to be a spiritual person. Although I don't have a church home right now, I was raised in the church and I do believe in God. However, throughout this journey and this injury, I found myself so paralyzed by fear that I lost my ability to form words to simply pray. I recognized that I needed help to restore my faith. When I was able to do that, I was able to reach out to my prayer warriors and ask them to pray on my behalf. Just knowing that there were people who could do what I couldn't at that time gave me some peace. Eventually, I found my voice in prayer. I personally believe faith helps move me forward. Regaining health, balance, and control after injury is not an easy task. Patience is essential in recovery. As I've shared, I am not where I expected to be at this time in my life, but the journey continues. If any of you are out there, find yourself in a place of recovery, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual, remember, there is no set time frame for when life will realign itself. I hope and believe the work we put in, me and mine and you and yours, will eventually lead us to once again finding our personal health, balance, and control. Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.